Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are recording from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob and I are currently elbow deep in the smoker, getting our chili ready for this Ada chili cook-off. But Barbecue Bob, one last thing about Hawaii. We're honoring Pearl Harbor Day, you've got one more recipe.
Right. And before I do that, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, the Wizard of the Big Board, for playing Little Leon Russell.
Right.
Back to the Islands, that song I became very fond of while living there, and just always reminds me of the islands. But any GI worth his salt, or at least old enough, had to have SOS, and it stands for something on a shingle.
Right.
And it's very often was chipped beef because the government shipped out canned beef, and it was one way to get a use for it if you were getting sea rats. Which were rations. Your food came in cans. Everything was canned.
Right.
The guys think their food's bad now. Yeah, you should have had sea rats.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was worse in Vietnam and World War II.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's basically SOS on a shingle. Shite on a shingle. And you serve it over toast. It's just meat and gravy.
Right.
And you serve it over toast. Here's a recipe that you'll actually love. It's not the gross stuff that some of us used to eat. But you take a couple pounds of ground beef. I like to use ground beef and ground sausage. Now, I'll get a breakfast sausage from Sobey, or I'll go up to Mount Pleasant every week, and I'll get some from Smith & Sons, who does my beef work. And they have a breakfast sausage that's amazing. And I'll combine the two, brown them, put in some chopped onion, drain off the grease. Then I'm going to put in some beef stock, Worcestershire sauce, some garlic, and then a little flour or corn stock to let it thicken, some milk. I'll put the recipe on the website, but it is beautiful. If you make this for anybody, triple your recipe because they're going to eat so much of it.
So Bob, what kind of meat? It's
ground beef and ground pork sausage.
Okay, because when I had it, It was shaved.
It was chip beef.
Yeah, like little flip. Yep. Because I grew up with this stuff because my dad was World War II, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure he learned to love it there.
Right.
And we would have it, and it was usually a meal that we all requested that mom did once in a while. But
right.
I can't recall where I would find shaved beef. I mean, you get Italian beef.
Sobey will
shaved.
Sell it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
there
it's
are
raw.
Places. No. It's a smoked piece of. It's cured and baked or smoked.
Okay.
Sometimes they call it a knuckle of beef. See how I'm missing this skin right here? It's a scar.
Right.
I used to shave knuckles of beef when I was in college for Vandenbrink's.
Okay.
And I was daydreaming one day and got too close
got
to
a little,
the blade.
Yeah.
I had to get rushed to the hospital. When I got back, the order I was shaving was packed up and shipped out with my hand in it.
Yeah.
Make sure that you save 30 seconds at the end of the show, Brian, so we can play the end of Back to the Islands by Leon Russell.
Right.
Jop, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Hey, come on down and join us in Ada, Michigan today. We're doing a chili cook-off. We'd love to have you stop by and see us. It's at the Community Church in downtown Ada. You can't miss it. You get to Ada, ask somebody where the chili cook-off and beer festival is. They'll point you right to a giant tent right on Headley Street. You can't miss it. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're doing your holiday shopping, always get something for the griller in your life. And in the next week or two, we'll be helping you out with that as well. So we appreciate you tuning in.
At ease. And what's the sun?